Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
We're all pretty used to shopping around for the best deal when it comes to our utility bills, but how transparent is the process when we do that? And now that the installation of smart meters in homes across the country is almost complete, how can we use the information that is being collected by the smart meter to monitor our usage and get the best price? Well, Alan Smeaton, who is Professor Emeritus of Computing at DCU, has undertaken a project with his students examining the price differences between a range of tariffs, and Alan is here now with some very interesting findings, Alan, for people who like to get good value, and I think that's most of us, right?
Yeah.
So the smart meters have been massive investment in getting smart meters in, and just about everybody has them now, don't they?
Yeah, there's about, it's a six-year project. It costs 1.2 billion euros on a loan from the European Central Bank, and by the end of this calendar year, every home and business should have a smart meter installed.
Mm-hmm. And what we were promised was, by both government and energy companies, was that we'd know exactly what we were using and when, and we'd be able to make smart choices because of our smart meter.
And what happens is that these smart meters in our homes and businesses, they monitor, or they add up the amount of electricity you use every 30 minutes, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they export that at the end of every day back to ESB networks, who then gather all of that data. And it's very useful for the grid operators, for example, for maintenance and for expansion and for basically the operation of the grid. It's really good for them. But we were also promised that we as consumers would have easy access to our own smart meter data so we could make informed choices.
And do we?
We have access, but it's an awful lot of palaver to do to access your own smart meter data. First thing you have to do is you've go to the ESB Networks website. Then you have to register an account there, so create another account. Then you have to connect that to your MPRN, your 10-digit numbered meter number. Then you download a spreadsheet. I kid you not, you download a massive spreadsheet, which is just your data, your usage every 30 minutes since your smart meter was installed. And then you can shove that into Excel and start to do your analysis.
Oh, no.
Or you can
use,
I've lost you
I'm
already.
Gone.
Yeah.
See.
Yeah. It's you really need a technical ability, be savvy, and you also need the stamina in order to be able to do this.
To get through it. Now, but you and your students have developed a way to use this information to tell you something useful at the end of it.
Yeah. So what has happened is that a number of comparator sites have sprung up. Some of them have been accredited by the Commission for Regulation of Utilities, some of them have not. And what the unregulated ones have allowed people to do is to take that spreadsheet, if you've got the savvy to be able to do that, and upload it to the website. And what that will do is we'll look back at your past usage at different times of day. So 3 p.m., so sort of the peak time between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m., at which the smart meter rates would have more expensive, or at nighttime when they'd have a less expensive. And we found that there's about 10 or 12 energy suppliers, each of whom have about 5 or 6 tariffs. So there's about 60 different tariffs. Our comparator site is different to others in that what ours asks people to do is to allow us to use their smart meter data. So not just to calculate what's your best tariff today and here's the best tariffs you can choose from, but to allow us to retain that data anonymously and then use it for subsequent analysis. So hundreds of people have done this, and we have about 500 years of smart meter data for people. And we run this through all of the 60 different tariffs from the suppliers. And one of the things which surprised me was we found that there is a single tariff from a supplier, which we're not saying which it is, which is the cheapest for more than 90% of people, which is a bit of an eye-opener.
And the only way we would know that that tariff is suitable for us is if we hand over or find our smart meter information and load it into this
tool. A comparator website, ours or one of the others. Mm-hmm. And you see, we're all different in terms of our consumption. So I've got solar panels. You've got an EV that you might charge at home. I have a heat pump. You might have great insulation. I might be, my house might be empty during the day. You might be in a one-bedroom department. You might have great nighttime usage. We're all different. And what the comparator sites, the accredited comparator sites have done up to recently is that we assume that we all have the same amount of electricity that we use. all of us. But we're not. We're all different. Mm-hmm. And those patterns are then shown in our own individual and unique smart meter data.
So when you have these people who you've invited to come and use this tool that you've developed, when they have done, what sort of savings are they making?
There is, across hundreds of people who've used our system and given us their data and allowed us to analyse it, there is an almost consistent 40% difference between what is your cheapest and what is your most expensive. Now, I know your listeners have heard many times in many different media, but it's worth shopping around, it's worth shopping around. Well, how well is it worth shopping around? The last person to use our system last night had their cheapest annual bill would have been €846, or it could have been 1,376. That's 500 quid difference for the same electricity for the same person. The person before that had, if they chose their cheapest, 1,300. But if they chose their most expensive, 2,060. And a few months ago, we had somebody who uploaded their smart meter data and their cheapest tariff would have been 5,600 for the year. Or if they were unlucky and chose the most expensive, it would have been 9,400. That's nearly €4,000 difference.
That's a very bitter pill to swallow. Yeah. Now, I have a question from Maeve. I have a smart meter, but not a smart meter plan. And as I'm not sure too many people are aware of this, and perhaps your contributor would confirm, if you switch to a smart plan, you can never switch back. Actually, that's what I was told by my provider, Maeve.
No.
I refuse to sign up to something which I can't change back from. Would you have a position on this?
Yeah, no, I don't think that's true, Maeve. We know from Primetime TV programme about a year ago, they did an analysis of this and they found that there's only 11% of people are on smart tariffs. In other words, only 11% of people are taking advantage of this meter that's monitoring and gathering data on your usage. And that cheapest tariff, that is that we identified, is a smart meter, is a smart tariff. What is a smart tariff? It's something that charges different amounts between 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock on weekdays, because that's when the peak usage is. It charges much less during the night. It has a day rate, which is cheaper than the peak rate. So it has different charge rates for different times of day.
Now, listen, you better give us the address of this tool so that people can go, if they want to download their own data, and we accept that you're telling us we still have to do that.
Yeah.
But it could very much be worth it for you.
Yeah, so there's a couple of different comparator tools. If you're happy to donate your data to us and have ours use it, then the website is called electtariffs. That's elec-tariffs.ie. If you don't want to donate your data, then there are other comparator sites which also allow you to upload your data. So an example of that would be kilowatt.ie, or some of the accredited ones are now starting to do this as well.
Mm-hmm. But it really does make sense, because everybody uses electricity, as you say, in a different way, right?
Yeah, and it's a lot of palaver. So my 91-year-old Auntie Betty wouldn't be able to do this, for example. So it does require some technical savvy in order to be able to do this. But one of the take-home messages for your listeners is it's absolutely worthwhile doing.
It certainly is, given those figures. Alan, thanks so much for telling us about it. That's Professor Alan Smeaton.